Hello, hello. You are tuning in to the Permanent Rain Radio on CITR 101.9 FM, broadcasting from unceded Musqueam Territory in Vancouver, British Columbia. This is your host, Chloe, and this is episode 63, and this is the end. It is our final episode. It's been a really good run of over 2 years now. We have an exciting episode planned. We have TJ from Sam the Astronaut in the studio, and Natalie and I's friend Kimberly is joining us as well. I'm going to kick things off with a song first. This one is called Champion's Eye by Blue Days, originally from Surrey. They are a great kind of garage rock lo-fi band with jazz and soul influences as well. They have 20 different tracks or listens on their self-titled EP, which came out in February. So here is Champion's Eye by Blue Days.
Telephone, she's been sleeping all alone. Tell the children daddy's gone. Please could say he did it wrong. Try and take my pops away. Sally, wait, goodbye today. That's the last one of our cat. Lonely soul champions, I hear my get loud.
You are listening to the Permanent Rain Radio on CITR 101.9 FM for our final episode. The song you just heard was Champion's Eye by Blue Days. So I have a guest in studio. Would you like to introduce yourself?
Hello, I'm TJ from Sam the Astronaut.
Cool, so Sam the Astronaut has done a lot of exciting, cool things as of late, so we'll be talking with TJ about all of those. Let's start off with your re-release, your debut album, Girls of Summer, on Nyla Records earlier this month. What were the major themes for the band lyric-wise?
Coming into writing Girls of Summer, me and Garrison had both moved on from pretty long-term relationships. So we were kind of both in the... And it was also just coming out of summer. I just moved back from New Zealand. And so I think, like, when we think back to past relationships, it just made sense that, like, our past relationships, we kind of viewed them as, like, the girls of summer. Because, especially for me, coming back from New Zealand, I was always jumping between Canada and New Zealand, summer to summer to summer. So, yeah, the lyrical themes of Girls of Summer is really, a lot of it's about breakups. I guess it would be the...
As it's kind of like love, right? A lot of songs are written about that, yeah. And it comes from a personal place. So you guys signed with Nyla Records back in December. They're a great local label looking to shine light on and work with up-and-coming artists like yourself. What has that relationship been like?
Nyla's been awesome. They're a bunch of young dudes just like us that are so hyped on their own energy, like passionate people that really want to change the scene in Vancouver. Which is really cool because in the past, even just the past few years, I've seen this huge uplift in Vancouver artists, and I really think Vancouver is going to start to boom. I think actually Nyla is going to be a big part of that.
What are a couple of kind of local artists that you have either collaborated with or are looking forward to working more with in the future?
I can tell you my dream local artist to collaborate with, and that's his name's Pomo. He's a fellow artist from Port Moody, just like us. And he's an electronic artist. He amazing. I just saw him live like last week. Crazy talented dude. Harrison Brome is another guy I would love to collaborate with. I think those are the two main ones.
I guess with the music you make too, it leaves it open for a lot of collaborations. You've done covers on YouTube or even on Facebook as well.
Yeah.
So you yourself, you studied at Nimbus School of Recording Arts, now Nimbus School of Recording and Media. What major lessons did you take away from your time there into Sam the Astronaut and your other projects?
I think the biggest lesson I learned was from my previous teacher, Paul Beckler, which is actually the producer. He's going to be the producer on the new album. Was kind of just like be able to throw anything at the wall and just be able to sort through it, like every like be open to anything. And that's really changed. Going to Nimbus, I was a punk drummer. I only drummed on punk stuff, like punk. And then after Nimbus, like I was using synthesizers and picking up a guitar and picking up bass and picking up the ukulele. So I think, yeah, Nimbus really taught me to open my mind, and it's not just this one track thing you should be on. And I think that's also why lots of our music, you know, we have songs that sound reggae and then songs that are very electronic, then like punk songs like Girls of Summer. Not punk, but you know.
Yeah, kind of, I guess, like you just said, like kind of broaden your sense, yeah. Your musical styles, which is really great. You have a website that you blog about your music, projects, experiences. It includes a really nice long narrative to your song, Waves. Has writing always been kind of a release or alternative art form for you personally?
Yeah, I love writing, and I really wish I had more time to do it. Waves, that write-up on Waves, if anyone wants to check it out, it's on littledrummerboy.com. And Waves is probably the most personal song on the record to me. And, writing about stuff, just it feels like when, because, I don't know, when you write a song and people listen to it, it's really cool that they can take their own thing from it, and you know they can use it however they want to kind of use it for themselves, but I also think it's cool when I see artists that do write really personal write-ups on their own songs, and you can really get in the head of the artist and what certain lyrics mean and what inspired what. And so I really wanted to do that just in case if there was anybody out there that cared enough to know.
What's kind of your favorite lyric that you've come across? If you can name one off the top of your head.
From Girls of Summer, any lyric alive.
Any lyric.
I gotta say, recently, we don't do the same drugs no more. From
I want to say I know where that's from, but
yeah, it's Chance the Rapper, Same Drugs. I think that's such a genius. It's so simple, and I think that's the most beautiful part of that is we don't do the same drugs. Like, what a way to describe moving apart from someone, like growing apart. That's really cool.
Yeah, sometimes I guess the really good ones can be short and very,
very
minimal.
Simple,
but
yeah.
Yeah, so Sam the Astronaut has been performing a lot of live shows, including a couple up at Apex Mountain out in the Penticton area. So you perform with a live band, Sean and Ben as well. What is that energy like when you hit the stage?
Oh, I love it. Playing live is my favorite thing about being in this band. It's the energy, like a lot of the stuff we do in the studio with me and Garrison, it's very like very layered, and we build layers and layers, so there's not really much energy going on at once because it's like one thing at a time. But then when you get four of us, and I love Sean and Ben, like we're pretty close, so when you get four of us on stage together and everything is happening at once, it's just like we have this new song called New Socks we play live, where Garrison goes on the drums and I go on the keyboards and Ben's harmonizing and everyone's just going nuts on stage, and I'm looking at the crowd and it's honestly like the best feeling alive.
And out at Apex Mountain, I saw a video where you either performed in an igloo or as an igloo setup. What was that?
Yeah, this dude, what was his name? Marco. Marco. He, for the past 10 years, he builds this massive igloo on Apex. And this isn't like a small one-room thing like this igloo. It has a sauna. It has an ice slide in it. Smos, when I walked into it, I was just like, this is bizarre. What type of band gets to do this? And I've got to hand it to my friend Lockie for setting us up with this. And yeah, so we played in a full igloo. We had a PA. Like, this wasn't like an acoustic setup. This was drums, guitar. Everything was live. Like, it was crazy. And so many people showed up. It was themed like one, like the old school 80s onesies, like the ski suits. And it was like traveling back in time. It was crazy.
Best live show yet?
I think so, yeah. I think that like our first live show we ever did was out in the middle of the woods. We just put it on our own. That's when we independently released Girls of Summer. And that was really cool because like I was like, what type of band gets to play in the woods? But then playing in an igloo, I was like, this is even freaking cooler. Like, this is bizarre.
Amazing. Well, speaking of live shows, you have a couple coming up. You have one this Sunday at Studio Records with Edmonton's Good Nature. What can you say about that show?
Yes, that show is going to be a really cool show because we're going to try out new material, and it's a $3 show, which is like, for me to be able to like be able to sell $3 tickets is so awesome because I get, like, I have a lot of friends that do music and want me coming out to the shows. So I get, like, when you really want to support your friend, but it's, like, $10 ticket after $10 ticket. So for me to be able to offer these $3 pre-sale tickets for the show is really, really cool. We're playing a 45-minute set, new material. Yeah, so message Sam the Astronaut on our Facebook or Instagram if you want a $3 ticket, and we'll meet up.
And speaking of, you also just announced a show in June, which is a couple months away from now, but that will be at the Biltmore.
The Biltmore, yeah, it's a big one.
Cool. And music front, on the music front, what's up next?
We got another single coming your way, and probably that's going to drop in the next month or 2 months. Not really allowed to say what that's going to be. Other than that, we're almost done writing the new album, which is probably going to be around like 18 tracks. Right now we have almost 20 demos for this new album. But we're trimming the fat along the way, but I'm sure it will get smaller as it gets more produced. But I'm really excited for the new stuff. The new stuff, I love Girls of Summer, but I'm also very, very excited on the new stuff. Very new sounds, as you're going to hear in the demo we'll play later.
So it's kind of like what you're saying. It's your sound is evolving still.
It is evolving into 500 different directions. There's like every type of song on this new stuff. It's crazy. It's very, very cool to be able to do that. And it like and not actually have it sound gimmicky. Like we don't write an R&B song because we want to write an R&B song. We just write a song and it happens to be R&B or the poppier stuff, the more reggae stuff. We do some like pretty hardcore hip hop on this new album. It's really going in every direction possible, but still keeping, you'll still hear that SDA sound that we've kind of even harnessed better for this new one.
Amazing. Well, a lot to look forward to. As TJ mentioned, I believe we'll be playing one of those demos in a quick little bit. Until then, I have a song for you by Seaborn, a Vancouver electronic duo with R&B tinges. This is off of their debut EP, Luster. Real tantalizing material, wonderful production elements as well. So here is Finally by Seaborn.
You'll always have that part of me. You can keep that. I don't need it anyway. It was so long ago now, I barely know how. You could hold on for three summers, before I snapped out of it. I was never free enough to give my heart to him. Said you wanted him. Up in you, just to discover I haven't played for a fool. You want to look around until you found no one does it like I do. But when I see you now, I just ask myself what I ever saw in you. Said you wanted his song.
The song you just heard was Finally by Seaborn. Once again, we are joined by TJ of Sam the Astronaut. Where can people find the rest of your music or pick up your debut album?
Yep, they can. It's on Spotify, it's on Apple Music, iTunes, Bandcamp, and SoundCloud. You can stream any of those for free. You can also go to our website, samtheastronaut.com. to stream the album there as well. Also, sendtheastronaut.com also has the independent release, which has mainly my mixes. The re-release has new mixes on it, both by me and Paul Beckler. So the re-release does sound better, but if you want more of a demo kind of feel, the independent release is on soundtheastronaut.com as well.
Cool. So as he mentioned earlier, a show this Sunday at Studio Records. Check them out. Let them know if you want tickets, $3 in advance. And TJ's going to introduce an exciting new demo.
Yeah, so right now the demo name is Midnight Carlight. I don't know if it will stick, but yeah, that's it here. It's kind of like an R&B-esque type of track.
Change, trying to pick love when the seasons change. I ain't trying to be tough, but I just stay like I'm love struck, baby. I ain't trying to get down, this is no fun, I can see your face. I ain't no dance slave, lifting up pots, but your heart won't break.
Look, speak slow.
Timber Concerts and CITR 101.9 FM, along with Discorder Magazine, present Brooklyn-based chamber folk band Sam Furman.
Hey, honey, are you giving up? Hey,
playing at the Biltmore Cabaret Thursday, April 20th, with guest Low Roar.
Mama bless me with confidence.
Tickets are available now at timberconcerts.com.
AMS Food Bank. Your access to money during the studies at UBC will most likely be limited, but it is a priority of the AMS Food Bank to ensure your access to food is not. The AMS Food Bank provides emergency food relief 7 days a week for all UBC students. To volunteer with the Food Bank or for inquiries about how to take advantage of the services provided, contact them at foodbank@ams.ubc.ca. For more information, find the AMS Food Bank on Facebook or feel free to visit anytime across from the Wellness Center and Sprouts.
That was a great demo. Really looking forward to kind of a new direction, a little bit of shift, but genre experimenting that Sam the Astronaut is going in.
Yeah, awesome. Well, thank you so much for having me.
Thank you for coming in and chatting. I think we wanted to have you guys on the show for a bit of a while now, so glad you could finally come in and play us that awesome track. We look forward to what's up next. And yeah, thanks again.
Cool, thank you.
So the next song we have is Wings by Elsewhere. Wings is a Kamloops psychedelic pop band. This is off of their self-titled EP, which was released at the end of March. Kind of jazzy folk elements, which add a nice lightness to it. Here is Wings by Elsewhere.
I don't wait in the morning.
That was Wings by Elsewhere, and you didn't hear her voice earlier, but our friend Kimberly is here as well.
Hi!
Yeah, Kimberly's been on the show before, so she's not new to the Permanent Rain Radio or CITR. What's up, Kimberly?
This is like my third time, and then since I don't go to UBC, I'm just never here. But I felt like I had to be here for Chloe's last show, because that's so special.
Yes, we appreciate your support. What did you think of the song that was played? Or, like, the demo, because you heard TJ from Sound the Astronaut.
It was good. It was pretty cool.
You probably never heard of them. But now you know a great new local artist, because we like introducing you to local music.
Bless.
Which is good.
Thank goodness.
Because who else is going to introduce you to local music?
No one. Oh, Spotify.
True, but does Spotify have Vancouver music playlist? They probably do.
I don't know.
I don't really
like
Spotify.
I don't get any music from anybody except Spotify. So I rely
for us. Hello. Yeah.
Rely on these people.
But Kimberly's great because we also have similar music taste. She likes Mayday Parade as well. But we didn't see Mayday Parade together.
Oh yeah.
They were here on the
14th. I had a final not during that time, but like finals.
Yeah, I had a final during that time, so that prevented me from going. Hopefully next time they come back, hey, yeah. Which won't be on their 10th.
Too bad we missed their first 10th album,
anniversary tour. That's okay. The next song I have is a song by Roco Code, a Vancouver duo. This is a new single off of their upcoming EP, Young Ones, which comes out on June 16th. This is what Natalie wrote about them on the website. Romanticizing an unforgiving past with electropop textures. There's intriguing juxtapose between their lyricism and melody. So yeah, really good stuff. Really good compliments from Natalie. Hope you like it. Here's Brutal by Roco Code. And I'll always remember the time I saw them perform at UBC back in 2015, which was super exciting for me at the time. They are a great Vancouver act. Yeah, once again, Brutal by Roco Code.
your eyes fall heavy. You can jump, you won't fall. Arms wide open, I'll be ready. Let your ego melt fast. Let your smile stay bright. You can hold my hand, a tiny grip throughout this night. So let me be. Your doubts crash to pieces. Negativity needs its release. And I know deep in you, you just want love. Love what you do, but pressure hits you like a blanket. Ego wants to fill the bank, but the bank in your heart will always be bare if you don't start the love. Start to carry. So let me be the roots you need. Let me help you grow. Let me help you succeed. Know that you are loved, not just wide. So why do you get scared, and why do you hide? Oh, why do you hide? Oh, why do you hide? Why do you hide from
That was Hide by Desiree Dawson. Desiree Dawson is an indie soul singer-songwriter that was off of her debut album Wild Heart, which came out in February. She was the winner of CBC Searchlight in 2016. Really beautiful tone to her voice. Just a note about Searchlight, another BC act won this year, The Long War, which is really exciting. I played their song Breathe In, Breathe Out a few weeks back or so. So it's great to see them take the win and what comes with it. The song is really amazing. Check it out if you haven't heard it yet. I'm going to play a song that's next. This is by St. Andrews. It's titled Heavy. Here, I'll let Kimberly read. What did I write about Heavy?
Okay, so.
Reading the narrative.
It is Toronto synth pop on a new EP called Home, and it's a good merge of heavier bridge and indie pop. Ooh, sounds intriguing. I like indie pop,
yeah,
I think.
Nally really likes this band. She introduced me to them. I believe I played one of their other tracks in March, maybe, when Nally was on our co-hosting as well. Maybe that was our Fun Drive episode. I can't quite remember, but anyways, Heavy by St. Andrews.
Thank you. The F-Word Conference is a student-organized event hosted each year by the GRSJ undergrads on the UBC campus on Musqueam Nation land. In its eighth year, the F-Word's focus this time is A Year in Review, Activism, Solidarity, and Navigating Oppressions. It's Sunday, April 30th, and will include panel discussions from students and keynote speakers, workshops, networking and community-building opportunities, and a free meal and snacks throughout the day. Join us for a meaningful and thought-provoking day of feminism and social justice advocacy. You can get updates by following the F-Word Conference on Facebook and Twitter at GRSJ Undergrads.
You're looking listening to CITR 101.9 FM in Vancouver.
So the song you heard once again was Heavy by St. Andrews. Yeah, we're going to do my hockey talk segment now with Kimberly, who doesn't know a whole lot about hockey, but she'll try for me. So the Stanley Cup playoffs are currently going on. It's really exciting time, I think, for hockey fans. And then, of course, the fans of the teams who are competing. The Montreal Canadiens play today.
Against who?
Go Habs, right? That's what you're supposed to say. Go Habs.
Go Habs. Yay! Wait, who did they play?
They're playing against the Rangers, New York Rangers. The Habs have a 2-1 series lead right now, so I'm hoping that they can get 3-1 today, and then in a couple more days, they will take the series if I am so lucky.
I don't hear anything about the Canucks.
They are not in the playoffs. They did not make it. You have to have been aware. You've listened to... They probably do sports segments on the news.
I don't know. My headspace is pretty out.
Yeah. Not sports. Hockey. Not sports related.
The only time I hear hockey is when I talk to Chloe. And I don't talk to her all the time. So
yeah, it's okay. You're getting your hockey update right now. So that's going on. The other Canadian teams... Calgary is down 3-0, which is unfortunate to Anaheim. Toronto and Ottawa won their games in overtime yesterday. Pretty exciting. I think they're both on power plays as well. So they're both up 2-1, I want to say. And Edmonton also.
And Chloe's going home to watch the hockey game today, right?
Yeah, 4 p.m. And study for my final exam, you know.
Final tomorrow, but hockey game at night. What do, right? Oh, my gosh.
What do I do? I watch hockey. I do. I multitask.
It's student life. You have to learn how to, like, manage your time.
Manage my schoolwork and my hobbies/passions. But it'll be an exciting game. Playoff hockey is always a lot more, I want to say, intense in a way. Also, injuries happen, which is unfortunate. Zach Werenski, who plays for the Columbus Blue Jackets, took a puck to the face.
Oh my god.
He came back to the game. He's wearing like a cage mask on his face, but he had to leave again. I think he has a facial fracture.
Oh my god.
But
I'm not surprised.
He came back to play, which says a lot, I think.
Oh my god.
So yeah, that can happen, but that can happen in any hockey game. Yeah, the next song I'm going to play is, I have a couple songs left. This one is by Stell, a Victoria folk rock duo, brother and sister Adam and Sophia Stell. They have a really captivating sound. This is off of their 2016 EP, Think Aloud. The group played Song and Surf Music Festival in Port Renfrew in February, which is pretty neat. This is my favorite track off the release called Gold Mining.
In the darkest, I held dear to me. Now I found myself afraid of this mess. Out of silence, I created my own arrest. Oh, I'm climbing all these walls that I've created.
I'll be on my feet when you find me, when you find me.
Show dedicated to playing psychedelic music from parts of the spectrum, rock, pop, electronic, as well as garage and noise rock. Sundays, 5 to 6 p.m. at CITR 101.9 FM.
And we are almost there. We are almost at the final song of the Permanent Rain Radio's run on CITR. It has been such a pleasure being able to be on the air and talk with a lot of different artists and have friends on the show. We did a few fun drives, awesome fundraising week here at the station. So yeah, it's been such a real pleasure. If you are in Vancouver and are interested in community radio and meeting a group of diverse and creative and welcoming people, I'm on a space for that. CITR is a great place to do it. I'm so sad. We've had like the same kind of like 1 to 2 p.m. time slot throughout our entire duration, which allowed me to continue going to school. But the reason for not being on air anymore is I am graduating in May and I will be starting a job and working and being an adult. So the radio is the thing that is leaving right now, but it will always be in my heart, and it's been a really, really fun time.
We all gotta move on sometime.
She says sadly. Kimberly says sadly. Yeah, it's been 63 episodes. If you want to listen to past podcasts or this episode, which will probably be up in podcast form on our website, on the CITR website, in the next week, you can do that online as well. Listen to what we sounded like when we first started out, when Natalie still co-hosted the show.
Awkward and scared.
Maybe a little.
But now more confident
on air. Yeah, I've gotten the chance to also do some special programming as well during like 24 hours of student power. So it's always fun talking about student life, talking with other students about their clubs and initiatives, which is also another great thing about CITR being a campus community radio station. So the last song I have for you is by a band called Yumi at Six. This one is called Take On the World. They are an English rock band. They've done Warped Tour before.
Me and my friends saw them the one time they came to Vancouver.
Was that a while ago?
Yeah, it was 2 years ago.
Okay, yeah.
Maybe three.
Were they good? Say yes.
They were good. They were very good. They were great with the crowd.
Well, this is off of their fifth album.
That was when they came Downtown Fiction. Remember I met you?
Oh, right. Yeah. That was a while ago.
Yeah.
And that was at Rio.
It was 2014, I'm pretty sure.
Yeah. This one was off of their fifth album, Night People, which came out with January. A bit dimmer lyrics, but it's appropriate final song because it leaves a really warm and uplifting, fuzzy feeling after hearing it. I hope you enjoy it. I also heard it in the Vampire Diaries series finale. It was the final song that played, so it is the final song that's playing on our show. Not for reasons that... Aww, I wasn't... I'm not
the
biggest...
But the originals makes it seem like it didn't end.
That's true. I don't even... I watched the finale of the Vampire Diaries. I wasn't, like, a huge fan.
I like the originals better now.
But I thought the finale was really good. I watched that episode.
Oh, it was amazing.
Yes, and the song, the music they use worked so well. And
the Vampire Diaries always uses really good music.
Exactly. Always. So you will like this song. Here is Take on the World by Yumi at 6. Thank you so much to anyone who has tuned in to listen to the Permanent Rain Radio. You can catch, like I mentioned, past podcasts. You can catch us online, thepermanentrainpress.com. Little plug. I rarely plug our website, but that's where you can find us on post radio show. Thank you for listening at 2 p.m. Particles and Waves with Mia. Listen to that. It has been an absolute pleasure. So, Chloe out. That was so cheesy. Okay, take on the world. Bye.
Just say the word. We'll take on the world. Just say you're hurt. We'll face the worst. Oh, I can see the pain in your eyes. Oh, believe me, and I have tried. I won't pretend to know what you've been through. You should know, I wish it was me, not you. And just say the word. Take on the world. And just say you're hurt. Step out of the shadows and into my life. Silence the voices that haunt you inside. And just say the word. We'll take on the world. And just say you're heard. We'll face the world. Just say the word. We'll take on the world. We'll take on the world. And nobody knows you the way that I know you.
We'll take on the world.